If you have survived a narcissistic relationship, you have experienced one of the worst types of betrayal known to mankind. And you may say, well, that sounds an exaggeration. There are worse things that can happen to you. Well, what can be worse than being betrayed right from the day you meet this person? And that betrayal gets worse with each second you spend with them, continues for years, and then you are hit with a ton of bricks at once when you realize that your entire life, all that time spent with this con artist, was nothing but a lie. The betrayal does not begin when they cheat on you or when they openly do things that show how disloyal they are. The betrayal begins right from the day when they start pulling wool over your eyes by love bombing you. Today in this episode, we are going to only focus on financial betrayal that leaves you feeling used and abused. If that sounds interesting enough and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. I'm your host, Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel and let's get started. When the narcissist came into my life, they had nothing of their own. This is what people who have been scammed by this con artist tell me. This is what people who have been used and abused financially by this master manipulator share with me. These are the people who either have massive influence and the narcissist knows that this is a chance for them to live vicariously through their prisoner, through their victim, or they have immense wealth built through years of hard work and the narcissist comes in, sees it an opportunity to seize, to feed off the victim, to take advantage and make entry into their life, into their business life, take a good portion of their wealth initially, and then ultimately take it all as if it's their own. Victims of this kind of abuse are left feeling stupid. They are left feeling they have made a fool out of themselves by trusting this person. And that is their moral wound, because they start questioning their judgment. They start questioning their decision-making power and they grieve everything they have lost, because the narcissist has taken over and somehow the roles have been reversed. The power dynamic has been reversed and this victim in a lot of cases becomes financially dependent on the narcissist. The narcissist came in seeking that dependency. Isn't that shocking? Have you experienced that as a survivor? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below. Here is an example of what I'm trying to explain. You or your, let's say your parents, may have a well-established business that is well-known, generating a lot of money. The narcissist meets you, love bombs you, shows a lot of interest in you or in your parents. Then slowly tries to help around, not necessarily with business activities, but with other stuff, gaining your trust, signaling that they can perform or they can be an asset to you, to your work. And then you or your parents may take them in as that helper, and this business relationship, uncalled for, will strengthen as your romantic relationship strengthens with them. Ultimately, they'll take away that power or they will throw you out or your parents out. I have seen this happen with my own eyes, not with me, not in my personal life, but with those people I have tried to help in the past. Narcissists manipulate their spouses or the person they're love bombing to somehow enter into a partnership with them, ultimately taking some portion of their business. But then the abuse goes on and on and on and they keep gaining power. They keep running the smear campaign. They keep isolating the main owner of the business to just do one thing, to throw them out. The conflict begins and a time comes, and this is also what I've seen happening. The real owner, the one who had built that business, quits and says, I'm done with this. I can't take it anymore. It's killing me. And this is a battle that I cannot win. And then comes the loss of money, of everything they were so passionate about. It may be shocking for you to know, but when such a narcissist, predatory narcissist, who knows there is something to steal from you, enters your life, they have their agenda set right from the day one. They know what their ultimate goal is, and they also know the process of attaining that. They take it one day at a time. Slowly but surely, they gain that control, they gain that power. And all of this was confirmed when I had a conversation with a narcissist in one of the accidental sessions. I asked him, when you are looking for someone as your source of supply, what are you basically looking for? And this is what he said, I'm looking for someone who has massive influence, who is crazy rich, who's filthy rich, who's a lot of money, can travel, basically let me do what I want to do without questioning. Would you believe me if I were to tell you that this man that I'm talking about, this person, this narcissist, had gotten married to a man, even when his sexual orientation was not that, he was straight, and he had fooled the other man into thinking that he was gay. For what? I asked him, for what? He said, for money, because I can do anything. I can travel to any country. Doesn't that make them predators? And he was laughing when sharing that story, as if there was something to be proud about in doing that. Other recent story that I remember of another client is, this person is quite famous, well known, and the narcissist in their life had chosen to be with them for one purpose, to be under the limelight, to be seen with this person, because you know for what purpose, to get all that attention, to share that attention, to vicariously live through this celebrity, to be a part of that fame and clout, to be just that, what they could not be originally. So they do this intentionally. That's why this narcissist in this person's life followed them everywhere, to every event, made sure they go with them and be seen by the media personnel and everybody else whose eyes were on them, were on the main celebrity. This is yet another proof for the same thing that I have been saying over and over. When a narcissist chooses you, they're not choosing you for your weaknesses. That is contrary to the popular opinion. They are choosing you for your strengths, for your qualities, for what you have to offer, for what they cannot get or gain by themselves. They are coming after you because they know you have a treasure. You have something they can take advantage of, they can weaponize against you, or they can steal away from you. It becomes really painful for you as a victim to realize that you were nothing but a commodity, a means to an end. Nothing but trophy wife or trophy husband. Nothing but someone who was used as a channel for the money, because they needed that money to be flowing to them, so they used you. And that becomes extremely painful to process, because then comes the betrayal. You also have to accept that you meant nothing to them, and they were fooling you all along. They were using you for this particular thing that you had to offer. And now it's like being hit with a ton of bricks, more than a ton of bricks at once. Since you're expected to accept that the narcissist has no capacity to love, move on and ultimately let go. All of this while the narcissist seems to be living their happy life, temporarily so. They're okay, they're not facing any consequences, they're not grieving anything. Quite the opposite, they are smearing your name and you have to survive that as well. There is so much injustice in all of this. Yes, karma is good, they face their karma, but to be honest with you, practically and realistically speaking, there is so much injustice in this. And I truly wish, and which is, that's why I'm spreading this awareness, I truly wish for these rotten individuals to face the consequences of their actions, for the pain they put other people through. Because nobody holds them accountable and they just run away with all the things they do to others. That's not fair. So in conclusion, financial abuse is brutal in a narcissistic relationship. You could be used as a trophy wife, a trophy husband. They could become your business partners only to drain all that money. They can get closer to your parents only to take over the generational wealth and leave you empty-handed. And that is a huge betrayal to deal with. It's all about power. And they step into a relationship with you knowing what they want out of it. If you have been used and abused like this, there is a lot to process for you. Take some time, take it one step at a time, see them for who they are, and that will set you free. With that, Let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.